this is the conversation right here. I know this was it. He spoke to me for like 30 minutes. And he stopped answering.
About 2.5 weeks ago. And basically it was based off of
I hit a lost cause.
Might have been.
Yeah, hey, I was going to speak with Jim. Is he available?
Speaking.
Hey, Jim, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad, Sam. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. I was just looking to check up on you, make sure you got my email here. Remember some of the conversations we had trying to get you that table saw? How are things going over there?
We're busy, very busy. I don't remember seeing an email at all, so...
Okay. Let me see if I could... So, jvsrack@aol.com, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, for some reason...
May went into spam, and I have Windows 10, and so I have a conflict sometimes with that mess, unfortunately.
I got you. I just got Windows 10, see, that thing's a mess. Yeah, all right. Let me see if I could fix this for you here. I could shoot you another email, just kind of give you the background info. You in front of a computer?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pop that over right now. I'll just kind of send you... There we go. Just shot that over. Let me know if that thing pops up here.
Probably have better luck on my phone, actually.
You think?
I don't know. I'm checking both.
Honestly, recently, I feel like every time they update Windows, they've just kind of downgraded it, so.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is either. That's one of the things I wished I'd never.
I feel you on that one.
Okay, I don't see it.
Okay.
Mailboxes, and then
none of them.
You know, it may be coming to spam. That's the only thing I can think. And
just double checking that folder. I had this issue once before with one of the other guys. Take a double check here. I can let me try to shoot you an email from my personal email address. Maybe that's a better idea here. So jvsrack@aol.com.
Okay, here it is, and I found it in spam.
Aha.
Samuel Alexander.
Correct.
Would that be you?
That is me, yes.
Okay. Here's a short list of things
we
need to move forward.
Yeah, we try to keep it simple. So, I mean, just kind of refreshing here. Last time you mentioned you were looking to grab like a table saw, drill press, CNC. Which one of those, I guess, is your priority? Would you try to replace all three at once or one by one?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, and I've done a little bit of research on and read some blogs on some guys in similar situations.
Okay.
And the feedback that I got is that the CNC router would probably be the most likely or the number one priority as far as a piece goes.
Okay.
Drill press, I can buy a drill press, you know, fairly decent drill press, reasonable from a machine supply house around here somewhere, just pay cash for it, that kind of upgrade.
Gotcha.
The table saw and the CNC router is primarily the two pieces.
Two pieces, okay. And would you be able to ballpark how much those would cost? I mean, together, have you not done any digging there yet?
Yeah, I've done some preliminary stuff, and then CNC can vary, depends on a lot of things. But I would say, you know, between the two, probably around 40 grand. Probably get a fairly good CNC table and table saw combination Upgrading on the table saw, I haven't really found the one that I'm looking for yet. So that's a ballpark number, that 40 grand.
A ballpark. Yeah, sounds good. Last time we talked, you mentioned you had about $500,000 in annual revenue. Is that about right?
Yeah, I would say that that's probably where we're heading this year. Yeah.
Tracking to 500,000. Okay. Yeah, that definitely looks doable. I'll tell you what, if we can get those three things in, so it's like the way we generally try to work it is that if you guys send us that information, we'll send you back an offer. You'll know exactly how much you qualify for, the percentage rate and everything. That way you can shop with confidence. Then when you start digging in and trying to find, you know, the specific table saw or what kind of CNC you were looking for.
Yeah, pre-qualify. I hear you.
Exactly. So it definitely gives you a peace of mind. I know it's kind of annoying, but if you dug up those 6 months of bank statements, you think you could... That's kind of the hardest part. The application is one page, so that takes like 2 minutes. And then the first two pages of your tax return, 2015, that's usually pretty easy. It's just the bank statement.
Well, let's. What kind of rates are we talking about? The interest that I'm going to be paying is based on what?
So the interest is going to be, it depends on, for the equipment financing, we'll look at the type of equipment, so stuff like CNC and table saw, that's very sturdy equipment, that's not like something that, so that's, you'll be solid for that. Then we look at your personal credit. How would you rate your credit score, I guess, like?
Right now it sucks because I've taken a couple of hits that I shouldn't have really taken. Credit card related, and it was stuff that was purchased on my card that I try to get people to stop going through all of that crap, and they put a late pay on a card, and then I bought a vehicle through my business that I tried to set the date up so it was going to do a automatic draft every month, but I ended up setting it up a month late, paying late, so it was paying late every month, so that caught up with me.
Oh, boy.
That's stupid shit, but it is what it is.
It is stupid shit. Yeah, that does happen. So, okay, a late payment on a card and stupid auto pay. Yeah, I've done that too, to be honest. Well, okay, how bad was the hit? Do you think, I don't know if you've checked it, I could definitely send you your credit report if you wanted to kind of take a peek at what we can
do. Well, it sucks right now. I don't know what it is. If you could, you wanted to take a look, fine, but okay. I just got a bad feeling about it. And I hate it, too, because I was just getting off back going again from having to file personal bankruptcy. You know,
I remember. Yeah. We spoke about that, you guys, in 2012. I think you mentioned you got the bankruptcy discharge, so yeah, you were kind of rebuilding stuff, and then yeah, just some dumb stuff happens, and you go back.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not that big of a deal. We do work with all the credit tiers. We'll take that into account, but what we can do here is, if it's like you said, if those couple dings on your credit started to take a hit, we'll transfer it over from equipment financing to a working capital loan, and that might cut your rate down. What I'm basically going to do is take the info you give me and run you through all our programs. And what we're going to do is just present you with like three or four different kinds. Whichever one is the better rate for you, obviously the ones you're going to try to take. But how long have you guys been in business company?
Well, I'm doing business as Monobend Technologies right now. But it's my personal tax ID number.
That's right.
And then I owned and operated True Contour Incorporated since 1981.
So are they all under the same corporate veil? Like, do you file the same business tax return for True Contour as well as Monobend?
Well, True Contour is no longer an operating business. I mean, it could be revived, and, you know, I'm giving that consideration down the road. But right now, it's Monobend Technologies. That's who's paying the bills. That's who's got the credit. Okay. And in good standing right now, and so I wouldn't be concerned at all about showing creditors for Monobend Technologies. It's, you know, that'd be a good standing.
I got you. Okay, and has that one been established for a couple of years now? When did you guys start?
4 years, I think, I've been doing business as rolling off of the previous, you know, business fall.
Right. Sure. Yeah. From True Contour over to the other one. Yeah. A lot of
but,
people.
But, however, mm-hmm. True Contour is a trade name that's recognized in North America.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you guys were, a monster here. 20 to 50 million annual sales. You guys employed quite a few number of people. Yeah, honestly, it's... Yeah, I could see that over here. I remember last time we spoke, you mentioned you guys had some of these patents going for you. Said you were going to try to license them. And how's... Did you do some work into that yet, or just kind of work in progress?
Yeah, it's interesting that you're mentioning that. Right now, we've got a couple of people that are interested. I got one flying in from Albuquerque tonight. It's going to be here for a few days and going to go watch the operation through the licensed producer, one and only licensed producer that I have at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And interested in acquiring form. So I've got two or three of those things that are right there or at the doorstep. It's just, converting.
Of course, yeah. That usually takes some time. And, but I was pretty optimistic about that because I was on your website. I was doing some digging at some of the precast stuff. It looks like some good stuff. Okay, so, yeah, I'll tell you what. We'll definitely take a peek at your credit. I'm going to send it to you after we get these three things in anyway. Just so you can see what we see here. If you're right about this taking a few dings here and there with your late payments and the auto pay and stuff, if it's not that bad, if the damage wasn't that bad, we'll still go with the equipment financing as long as it gives you the better rate. If your credit did take a terrible hit, what we'll do is transfer it over to your business, like you said. So you guys should be good. Model Bend Technologies, how do you spell that?
MONOBEND.
Monobend, gotcha. Okay, so then we'll transfer it over to your business credit, and that way your personal credit will have less effect in that matter, and I think if that can bring your rate down, we'll definitely give you that proposal instead. If it's better on your equipment financing and your credit's not as bad as you think, then we'll stick with that program. So,
you can go back in the archives if you want to and check on the True Contour credit and what standing we had.
Of course.
We still have the same principles, just...
Got you.
One of those things.
I got you, yeah. And I mean, after running a big company like that, I'm sure we'll take that into account, too. I'm actually going to walk this app through underwriting, see what I can do myself.
Now, what did you say? What did you say the sales were? How many millions were the sales?
I'm sorry, say how much was in sales?
You just mentioned you looked back and gave some numbers about the previous sales or business sales.
For True Contour?
Yeah.
Yeah, our file here had you from... Let me take a peek here. I guess it was back in 2009. We had you at 20 to 50 million in annual sales back when you guys were a big company. Is that accurate? Is that what you...
No, heck no. Where did that number come from?
Oh, well, I've not... Dun & Brad.
They're
reliable.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. That's all right.
$5-6 million was our annual. It wasn't any 20 million. Holy crap!
I got you. Well, see, Dunn's got you overestimated here.
Slightly. What the heck? How would they choose?
I don't know. I would claim it if I were you and be like, yeah, yeah, we.
Right.
All right. Well, don't worry. Once we do some digging, the real numbers will come up. I mean, I'm sure it'll come out in taxes and everything else. You said you no longer operate True Contour. You guys aren't.
It's
not
dormant. It's dormant.
I got you.
What operates is the trade name. The product has the trade name.
Okay.
And that's it. That's the aspect of True Contour right now, is everybody that's out there across mm-hmm. North America uses it, and it's called True Contour.
Of course. Right.
So, if you did any research on the website, you got some knowledge of that.
I've been digging.
And my distributor is ALOC Products. I don't know whether you actually went that far or not.
I did a little bit. Yeah, I touched on it. It's definitely well-established. Like, that name does ring a bell in the industry. So, yeah, again, like I said, we should be able to get something decent going on here. Just your time in business, the company, and everything else. I'm pretty confident. So, going back to those bank statements, is it... how annoying is it to pull out 6 months of bank statements? Do you have, like, online banking? Or are you going to have to make a trip down there?
No, I mean, I do have online banking. I mean, I could come up with those statements myself, but...
Okay.
I can make that happen.
Okay. if you can make that happen with the 6 month banks, I did attach that app. Say again.
Is there going to be a non-disclosure agreement on this or what?
Non-disclosure for the banks or for the patent stuff?
Me doing business with you, I mean, so I'm sending you personal information, right, and business information.
Sure.
And you're not going to share that with anybody else. That's what I want to know.
Oh, no,
I
mean, absolutely. No, absolutely not. We're a bank, so that's completely illegal for us to do with or without a non-disclosure. As far as bank statements go, that is completely confidential information. If you wanted to do a non-disclosure for the patent stuff, that's if you ever shared it with us. I don't see the need.
No.
Okay. We don't need that stuff. That's yours. If you guys are having a guy flying in from Albuquerque tonight, yeah, definitely guard that stuff. So, no, it is illegal for us to share that information. We won't put it anywhere, guaranteed. The bank statements are generally just the stuff that banks can take between each other. The one page application, I don't know if you took a peek at it, attached it to the email. It's really
no funny. I haven't yet. I haven't opened it. I was gonna open it and take a look at it.
Sure. It's really smooth. It's like a small, simple, just this is what we've got. You put in the name, the company name, just a few things, and then the ballpark estimate you gave me of about 40,000. And if you just sign that, that's when we'll take a peek, start getting the credit and stuff, and yeah, we'll start putting together things. I think we can actually get you an answer by the end of the day here if we get that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I haven't even talked to my local banker or anything like that yet. I mean, I'm just...
Sure, that's fine. I'll tell you what, if you want to do this, and I mean, a lot of people do, we can go ahead and send in your app today. We'll go ahead and process it. If you want to take our offer to your local bank, see if they can beat it. If you just want to go to your local bank and give them a shot, we have one of our match or beat policies. So I doubt it, but if your bank does give you a better offer, definitely feel free to shoot that back to us. We'll
okay.
get competitive.
All right.
Get competitive here.
Well, let me take a look at it and see how much time I've got to involve right now.
I got you.
With the other things I've got going, and try to get it back to you as soon as I can, okay?
That sounds good, Jim. All right. And, yeah, if you have any questions, just feel free to reach out, and I'll be right here.
Okay, so this is the phone number that you'll be calling me on every time?
So 858-252-1495 is my number, and, yeah, that's the number I've got for you, 8700. Four, five,
yeah.
Five, okay. Is that a good one, or is there better?
Well, I get so many solicitors.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, more of us.
And I ignore a lot of them. And then if it's a message, and if they have business with me, then they'll leave a message, and that's pretty much how it works right now.
Okay. In that case, is there a better number that you want to give me?
Let me give you my cell phone number because this in fact sounds like a business.
Yeah, I got you.
Transaction 704-791-2271.
Gotcha.
And I'm getting calls now. Somehow my cell number got out. Somehow, somebody.
God, somebody leaked that. That's really annoying, to be honest.
Oh, jeez.
I get them, too. Do you have diabetes? Yeah. All right, Jim. I'll put that number in. I'll use that to get a better hold of you. Again, it's just the first two pages of tax statements. The one-page application takes a minute or less, and the 6 months of banks are the most annoying. But if you can find the time to shoot that over today, I can definitely start working on it today. If not, I'll go ahead and circle back tomorrow and just kind of see if...
Well, let me see what's going on. I've got, like I say, I've got two things against this. Number one, I'm dealing with cluster headaches that take me out of commission.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. they're that
brutal.
Tough, yeah. Unfortunately, that I'm dealing with. And then I got a business associate that's coming in from Albuquerque, New Mexico tonight.
Yeah.
Like I said, that I have to
deal with.
Yeah, take care of and try not to, you know, geez. Anyway.
Hang in there, Jim. Yeah, no, it's good. You should take care of that guy. Show him some of the stuff. I mean, those were some good patents, so hopefully it picks up. New Mexico.
Yeah, let me take a look at your mail here and then see what I can do with it.
Sounds good, Jim. All right.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.